Bible.
This is the true word of God.
The word of God is true.
I believe what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
I believe God has given us this word.
I believe God has given us this book.
So I can live a victorious Christian life.
Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles, please, to Numbers chapter 14.
Numbers 14. Just turn me down and turn Mike 13 down a little bit. Numbers chapter 14. And when you get there, say amen.
Can you all hear me all right out there?
Amen. Numbers chapter 14. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Numbers chapter 14. Are you there yet?
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
I want you to look at verse number 8. Verse number 8. When I get there. Verse number 8.
If you can mute the organ and the keyboard, I truly appreciate it.
Numbers 14. Verse number 8. The Bible says in verse 8, it says, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, or to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, verse 9, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not. Amen? In Numbers chapter 14, we see a situation where Moses and Aaron is trying to encourage the children of Israel, because the children of Israel was negatively affected by something that they heard with their natural ears based on something that someone else saw. Once again, the children of Israel was negatively affected by something that they heard with their natural ears based on something that someone else saw. Are you all still with me? That tells me that the ears and the eyes are in play. Amen? Amen. Amen. Because in chapter 13, you know, it's where the 12 spies went to spy the land that God promised Abraham a long time ago. And of the 12 spies, two of them came back with a positive mindset, and the other 10 came back with a negative report. Are you all still with me?
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. And because of listening to the negative report, okay, because of listening to the negative reports, you know, they based their feelings on what someone else said. Amen? Have you ever gotten down in your life based on what somebody else told you without checking things out yourself? Are you all still with me? Amen. So because of what they heard with their ears, based on what someone else said, they started speaking negative words out of their mouth. Are you all still with me? Because of what they heard, based on what someone else said, they started speaking negative words out of their mouth. And as they continue to speak those negative words out of their mouth, their actions started to support their words. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, we need to be careful what we hear based on what someone else said. Because sometimes when we hear what someone else said, we start speaking negative words out of our mouth. And by speaking negative words out of our mouth, we start hearing what we say, and we start carrying out the actions of what we hear out of our mouth. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. I mean, they said things like, when they went to spy the land, they said things like, oh, these people, they eat inhabitants. I mean, they are powerful. There's no way we're going to be able to possess this land, parentheses, that God already promised us. There's no way we're going to be able to do it. They said, why in the world would God put us in this situation? Why in the world would God put our children and our families in this situation? Why did he just let us die when we were in Egypt? Or why did he just kill us when we were in the wilderness? Why would he allow us to go to this place so they can kill us with the sword? Why? In other words, why? Are y'all still with me? Amen. They said in so many words, we know what God said, but. And they based their but on what they heard with their natural ears based on what someone else said. Amen? And based on what someone else said, they started to speak negative words out of their mouth, and they started to act based on the words that they spoke. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen? So Moses and Aaron tried to encourage them in the word, tried to encourage them in the Lord. I want you to look again at what Moses and Aaron said to them. Amen. Verse 14, verse 8. They said, listen. They said, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. It says, only rebel not you against the Lord, neither fear you the people of the land. For they are bread for us. We're going to eat them. They're not going to eat us. We're going to eat them. For they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Do you all see that? Amen, amen, amen. Look at what the people did. When Aaron and Moses tried to encourage the people, the Bible tells us that they talked about stoning Aaron and Moses. Once again, how many of you know stoning someone is an action? And they wanted to perform that action based on what they heard. Based on what someone else said. And they started speaking negative words out of their mouth. And the words that they spoke were beginning to cause them to perform an action. Are y'all still with me this morning? But how many of you know when they started talking and acting about, talking about stoning God's people? Because God says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. How many of you know that God showed up on the scene? Uh-oh. You know, I remember this commercial. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. How many know E.F. don't have anything on G-O-D capital? I'm sorry, E.F. Hutton. Forgive me. Amen. God showed up. And look at what God said to Moses. I mean, he didn't even talk to the people. He talked to Moses. Do y'all know why? Because Jesus had not been resurrected. He didn't talk to the people. He talked to the prophets, the priests, kings. He didn't talk. He didn't deal with the people. Amen. Because they were spiritually separated from God. They were spiritually dead. That's just a bonus for some of you all. Amen. But look at what God said to the people. Verse 11 says, and the Lord said to Moses, how long will this people provoke me? I mean, how long? And how long will it be before they believe me? For all the signs which I have showed among them. I mean, God delivered them from Egypt. He delivered them from the wilderness. He caused them to not be drowned in the Red Sea. I mean, he fed them manna when they were hungry. I mean, there's so many things for them. And it seems like they still doubt who he is. Y'all know anybody like that? Amen, amen, amen. He says, how long? He said, I have showed them so many different things. And then God said in verse 12, he said, I'm going to wipe them out. I'm going to kill them with a pestilence. But how many of you know, once again, Moses interceded for the people. I mean, it seemed like he was just interceding for these people all the way through his lifetime. He interceded for the people. He said, God, please, I'm paraphrasing, please do not kill these people. He said, because, you know, the other nations, they know what you did. They know you delivered them from Egypt. They know you got them through the wilderness. They know, God, that the only way that Israel could still be alive is because of you. They know that. And then they said, Moses said, God, if you kill them, the nations are going to say that the reason why you killed them is because you could not get your people to go to the land that you had already given to them. In other words, God, it's going to make you look bad. So Moses interceded for the people. And how many of you know God said, okay, Moses, I will forgive the people. How many of you know that there is power in intercessory prayer? It's not just done just to check a block. It's power in it. We get a chance to pray for other people. So God, Moses prayed for them. God said, okay, I'm going to forgive them. But look at what else God said. Are y'all still with me? He said in verse number 24, he says, but my servant Caleb. No. Let me back up a little bit here. Amen, amen, amen. He said, I'm going to forgive them. And then he says in verse 21, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all these men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not listened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. Amen. How many of you know it was God's will that they all see the land? But it's not that he did not want them to see the land. How many of you know they disqualified themselves? See, a lot of people miss out on God's blessings in life. And the reason why they miss out on God's blessings in life is because they disqualify themselves. And I'm going to show you here in a few seconds how people disqualify themselves. And they wonder why they're not receiving. God, your word says, yes, God's word says it. And God always honor his word. But we miss out on God's blessings because we disqualify ourselves. Are y'all still with me this morning? Look at what God said here. God said, those people, they're not going to see it. But then he said in verse 24, he said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. Right, Caleb, you here this morning? Amen, amen. You got a spirit with you, brother. Amen, amen, amen. I'm talking about little Caleb there. Amen. Give him some encouragement this morning. Y'all don't know, he might be going through some tough things in school. You don't know. Amen. I want you to know you got another spirit with you because you're a child of the Most High God. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. Somebody say another spirit. He had another spirit with him and has followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed, his family. I'm talking about his aunt, uncle, brothers, sisters, his seed. His seed shall do what? Possess it. God said, listen, the other people, they're not gone. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. If you're looking for a title for today's message, the title is called The Spirit of Caleb. Are y'all still with me this morning? The Spirit of Caleb. Because God said he had another spirit. In other words, what God is saying here, that the spirit that Caleb had is totally different from the other spirits the other guys had. Good God Almighty. What a mighty God we serve. I'm getting ready to run already. Amen, amen. I just got started. He said the spirit that Caleb had is different than the rest of the spirit. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. Now listen. He said the spirit of Caleb, amen, amen. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, he had followed me fully. He had followed me fully. So him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Amen? Now, I'm going to talk about the spirit of Caleb in a few minutes. But I want to move forward on something else. Because we have always mentioned the fact that as we grow in spiritually, you know, through the word, okay, by way of the Holy Spirit, or by way of the Holy Spirit through the word of God, you can say it any kind of way, any way you want to, but when we talk about being engaged in a spiritual warfare, normally most people focus on, you know, the principalities and the powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places, and they are spirits. They are spirits. But how many of you know that there are many, many evil spirits in this world? See, the principalities and the powers and the rulers of this world and the spiritual wickedness, they just happen to be the high-ranking ones. But how many of you know they have other spirits underneath them that they, or who they command? Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. So there are a lot of other spirits there. Amen. Listen, we can't see them, but they are there. Make no mistake about it. We cannot see them, but they are there. And what they do, they try to guide us, amen, they try to guide people by attaching themselves to people. That's something, isn't it? They try to guide us by attaching themselves to us to cause us to, number one, verbalize what they represent and or act on what they represent. I say it again. They try to guide people by causing us to, number one, verbalize out of our mouth what they represent and or put action to what they represent. Talk about these spirits. Y'all still with me? And as I said earlier, there are many of them. Let me give you a list of some of them. There is the spirit of doubt. There is the spirit of fear. There is a spirit of bondage. There is the spirit of heaviness. Are you all still with me? There is a spirit of pride. There is a spirit of divination or witchcraft. There are a lot of them out there. Are y'all still with me? And they all try to get us to verbalize what they represent or and carry out what they represent by action. Have I lost anybody? There's a lot of them. And how many of you know the children of Israel throughout the Old Testament was guided by many of them. But wait a minute. Because how many of you know that people today, including Christians, are being guided by many of them? Are y'all still with me? The spirits are using people as a vessel by attaching themselves to the people. Well, Pastor, why would they do that? Well, how many of you know? I'm going to come back to that later. But for right now, I want to go back to Brother Caleb here. Amen. Because once again, in the Bible, God said that Caleb had another spirit. In other words, he didn't have the same spirit that those other people had. The ones I'm not going to let, listen, the ones who are going to miss out on my blessing, he had a totally different spirit. And because of the spirit that he had, then I'm going to bless him going in, bless him going out, bless him in the city, and bless him in the field. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. And listen, there is a way that we can tell whether we are being guided by the spirit that guided Caleb or being guided by one of these demonic spirits. There's a way we can tell. Aren't you glad that there's a way we can tell things? God revealed things to us in his word. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Once again, the Bible says, but as truly as I live, all the earth, verse 21, shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all these men which had seen my glory and my miracles, I mean, I blessed them. You know, they prayed for me, and I got them out of this situation. You know, they were broke. I provided money to them. You know, they cried about their children. I made their children, you know, raise them up so they could be master's degrees and bachelor's degrees and children helping them out, the same ones that they said would never amount to anything. I blessed them. I answered their prayer. You know, the husband was messing up. Wife was messing up. I answered their prayer. The same people allowed these spirits to attach themselves to them. And then they started verbalizing what these spirits represent or either carrying it out by action. Are y'all still with me? But there's a way you can tell. Amen. Well, Pastor, what spirit did Caleb have? Well, how many of you know, I'm glad you asked that question. The spirit that Caleb had or that Caleb followed is called the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. And listen to this. The spirit of faith always follows the Holy Spirit. The spirit of faith always follows the Holy Spirit. I mentioned earlier, we engage in a spiritual warfare. What you see with your eyes might not, it's not true. It's temporal. Amen? Y'all still with me? The spirit of faith. Amen. And listen, because Caleb had the spirit of faith, he did something that the other people did not do. Now, let me talk to you about Brother Caleb here for a minute here. Amen. Caleb had another spirit with him, and the spirit that Caleb had with him always followed God. And one thing we need to understand is this. Caleb also spied the land. Caleb also saw what everyone else saw. He saw it. Caleb also heard these people with these negative reports. He heard them. He was right there. But because Caleb had the spirit of faith, the spirit that always followed the Holy Spirit, Caleb did not let those people influence him to think that God would go against his word. Because once again, what they were headed towards, God already promised it to Abraham a long time ago. And how many of you know people today, God has already promised us things in his word. I mean, the promises of God. The Bible says they are yea and amen. But although we know what God has promised, just like the children of Israel knew, sometimes we still want to go against God's word and allow these evil spirits to come in and control us. Are y'all still with me? See, the spirit of faith would allow you to follow God's word regardless of what you hear, regardless of what you see, regardless of how things look in the natural, regardless of what someone told you that they saw or told you that they hear. It doesn't matter. The spirit of faith will always keep you grounded in what the word of God says. Are y'all still with me? Caleb had a spirit of faith in him. But Pastor, what's the spirit of faith? I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to come back to Brother Caleb. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. 2 Corinthians 4. I'm just trying to help us this morning because the word is for me also. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. This is Apostle Paul and the apostles going out to witness, and Apostle Paul is wrote a letter to the church of Corinth. You know, the left, right, up and down Christians, you know. Christian one day, not Christian the next. Taking communion because they're hungry, you know. Those kind of Christians, amen. So Apostle Paul was witnessing to them, and look at what he told them. He let them know some things that they had faced as they were on their journey to witness to people so they could accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Did y'all hear how loud I say witness to people? Amen. And look at what he said to them. He said in verse 8, he said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Another word for despair is heaviness. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always learning about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus Christ might be made manifest in our body. He said, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Verse 12 says, so then, death worketh in us, but life in you. He's talking to the Corinthians. And then he says in verse 13, we having the what? Same spirit of what? Faith. Do you all see that? He said, we having the same spirit of faith. In other words, he's saying that the apostles, he said, they're all on one accord. We have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. Oh, are y'all ready? You have on your seatbelts? He says, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have done what? We also believe, and therefore we do what? No division. He said, because we have the spirit of faith, we believe what we say. Not just me, he said, but all of us. And because we believe it, we speak it. How many of you know that a lot of people speak what they believe? And many times it does not line up with the word of God. Now stay with me. He said, y'all had what? What spirit? Spirit of faith. Amen. He says, verse 14, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. In other words, I don't care how perplexed I am. I don't care what the trouble looked like. I don't care what things look like in the natural. I know that because we operate in the spirit of faith, we will be raised up. We will be delivered. God will bring us out of that situation. And we're not going to speak negative words. We're going to speak positive words, because the spirit of faith always encourages us to speak positive words, because if they're not positive words, we are not being led by the spirit of faith. Are y'all still with me? Now I want to go back to Brother Caleb, because God said he had another spirit. And because of his spirit, then he's going to be blessed going in and going out. Are y'all still with me? Now, I've already reminded us that Caleb saw what everyone else saw. But I want you to go to Numbers chapter 13. Numbers chapter 13. And when you get there, say amen. Numbers chapter 13. He saw what everyone else saw. Numbers chapter 13. And when you get there, say amen. In Numbers chapter 13, after they spoiled the land, the children of Israel said in verse number 28, "Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, and the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, and they dwell in the mountain, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea by the coast of Jordan." Listen, don't you know that you can keep influencing yourself to think that the enemy is more powerful than God? I mean, the Jebusites, listen, the Bebelites, the Helophites, the Anaanites. It does not matter who is where. If God promised you something, there is nothing or no one that can stop you from receiving what he promised you but you. It doesn't matter what it is. If God promised it, he will perform it. And if we do not receive it, it's not because of God. It's because of you. I'm pointing to myself. Are y'all still with me? I mean, God promised him the land a long time ago through Abraham. And they're focusing on the people. But they got it. But look at what Caleb said. Caleb knew about the Jebusites and the Amorites and the Bibelites and the Kukafites. He knew all about them. But look at what he said in verse 30. He said, Caleb says, hey, calm down. Caleb steals the people. He steals the people. Before Moses, he said, he did what? Well, he did what? He spoke some words out of his mouth. He said, let us go up at what? Once, without delay. Let us go up at once and possess it. For we are well able to overcome it. The next word you see is the word but, the men. We're not going to talk about the men no more. Amen. He said, let's go. Let's go. We can do it. I mean, I believe Caleb must have known something about the promises of God. I believe Caleb must know that if God promised it, hey, he can perform it. He said, hey, let's go. And Christians, because, here we go. Because of the words that he spoke out of his mouth. Once again, what the Apostle Paul say in the 2 Corinthians, I believe and I've spoken. We believe and we've spoken because of the spirit of faith. Because of the words that he spoke in his mouth, God said in verse 24, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit. In other words, he didn't have the spirit of negativity. He had the spirit of positivity. Are y'all still with me this morning? He had the spirit of positivity, and he said, hey, I saw what you all said. I hear your negative report. He said, but let's go possess it. Listen, not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. How many know we serve a right now God? Satan is always trying to put obstacles in our way to cause us to not possess what God has already given to us. And we listen to his voice other than following the voice of God. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. Once again, what God has already promised you is yours. Caleb saw everything that everyone else saw. But he spoke with the spirit of faith because the spirit of faith always produces positive words. And because of the positive words, Caleb's getting ready to get a blessing and his family. Are y'all still with me? I told you. Those demonic spirits, they want to use you and me as a vessel to carry out what they represent, either by verbalizing what they represent or by performing an action to what they represent. That's what they try to do. Well, Pastor, why do they do that to me? I'll tell you why, for two reasons. Number one, these evil spirits might be dumb, but they're not stupid. And the reason why I call them dumb is because, you know, if they had known that Jesus was going to be resurrected, they would have tried to keep him alive forever. They didn't know that, see. They thought that when Jesus, you know, died on the cross, they thought that that was it. But how many of you know it was only the beginning? But they're not stupid. Because they know you and me probably better than we know ourselves. Well, how can they know me? Because we tell them all about us with our mouth. Are y'all still with me? And they know the word. They can't understand it because they have no anointing. But they know what it says. So they know, listen to this, they know that death and life is in the power of the tongue. Once again, that's why they attach themselves to us, because they try to get us to verbalize what they represent. Are y'all still with me? They know that. They know that death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they know that most people believe what they say out of their mouth. Or they believe what someone else said out of their mouth. Like the children of Israel. See, all of them didn't go spy the land. Only 12 of them went. But when they came back, they all started talking negative based on what someone else said. Amen? They know that people believe what they say, and they know that when people believe what they say, they know that most people will carry out an action to what they believe. They know that. And they try to influence us to the point where we lose trust in God and we doubt God on what he has already promised us in his word. That's why they attach this to us. They want us to doubt what God's already promised. You know, people face situations in life. They have a need. And we know that the word of God says, my God shall supply all my what? Need. Not want, but need. So, I mean, you know, if I have a need, the Bible says God will supply it. But instead of me standing on what the Word of God says, with faith, or by being led by the spirit of faith, I'll allow all them other spirits to come and attach themselves to me. Because how many of you know, if the spirit of faith is absent in our life, guess what's going to happen? All them other spirits are going to try to attach themselves to us. Listen to this. When you are being led by the spirit of faith, these other spirits cannot attach themselves to you. They can only attach themselves when they see an empty vessel, in other words, void of the spirit of faith. Because once again, the spirit of faith always follows the Holy Spirit. I haven't said much about him yet, but when I mention spirit of faith, add the Holy Spirit in there. Because you can't have one without the other. Are y'all still with me? They try to attach themselves. Because they know that if we are void of the spirit of faith, they can come in and we will verbalize what they represent. And we will also act out what they represent. Christians, in other words, they do not want us to receive blessings from God. And they will try to cause us to speak negative words out of our mouth to disqualify ourselves of God's blessings. Spiritual warfare. They don't want you to be blessed. And they know that if we doubt God, that's one of the ways that we will miss our own blessings. So they come in and try to attach themselves to you to get you to speak negative words out of your mouth. It's words for me too. To carry out negative actions based on what we said. I'll never make it. People won't even try. I'm not qualified for that job. They will never get it. You know the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it. I'll never get a raise. You'll never get one. My children will never act right. They'll never act right. My husband's not going to change. You're right. He will not. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt. Words hurt. God used words to speak the world. He said, let there be, and there it is. They want to attach themselves to us because we can see them, but our actions will represent them. Have I lost anybody this morning? Y'all look like y'all are really tuned in this morning. Listen, don't you know that the land of Canaan was promised to them a long time ago? I already said that. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need shall be added to you. We don't believe that. So what do we not do? We don't see God and his righteousness. We go against the word. God tells us what's promised. He tells us what we need to do to receive it. We reject it by our own words. By allowing these evil spirits to attach themselves to us and guide us away from the word of truth. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. They know we'll act it out. We're going to act it out. We'll act out what we say. Because once again, most people believe what they say. Amen. And when we speak negative words out of our mouth, we start the process of doubting God for who he is. And just like God said, when are they gonna learn? I mean, I've blessed them. I've done this, I've done that, I've delivered them from bondage, what's going on? People still don't learn. Why? Because of these other spirits who are involved in this warfare that we cannot see with the naked eye. Satan is a deceiver. They will attach themselves to us. And once again, the way we know if they are attached, if we have allowed them to attach themselves to us, is based on what we say and how we carry out actions. That's how we know. Caleb said, oh, no. In a different spirit. Y'all still with me? When we doubt God, we miss out on God's blessings and Christians. That's why Hebrews 11:6 is so important. It's not just a scripture in the Bible that everybody knows. That's why it's so important. But Pastor, what's Hebrews 11:6? Well, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must know that, number one, he is. And number two, that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Rewarder of them who diligently seek him. How many of you know a lot of people are missing out on awards because they do not diligently seek God? Because they're allowing these spirits to come in and guide their life instead of being led by the Holy Spirit. Are y'all still with me? Once again, in Numbers 14, God said, all these signs I've showed them, and they still don't believe. Moses, I'm going to wipe them out. Moses said, God, please don't do that. You know, when I was reading about Moses last night, Minister Jones, I thought about you. I thought about Minister Jones. Because Minister Jones, for those of you who don't know, he's a peacekeeper. He likes to keep the peace. I mean, he's helped me out. I mean, look, he's helped me out a lot. Y'all would be glad, Minister Jones. I mean, it reminds me so much of Moses. I thought about you, man. Moses said, God, don't do it. Are y'all still with me? God says, how can they still doubt me? How can they still doubt me after all I blessed them with? I tell you why. They doubt God by letting the spirit of doubt, the spirit of fear, the spirit of bondage, the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of pride, the spirit of wickedness, people who operate in the spirit of divination to guide them. Witchcraft. Sometimes people don't want, you know, they want to go to Eliu and Mary Boo to find out what's going on in my life tomorrow. You want to know what's going on in your life tomorrow? Ask God. He'll tell you. See, we think God is so far from us that we can't communicate with him. But how many of you know, listen, when you pray to God, listen, you're talking about long distance. Remember back in the day, they used to charge you about like $1 million for long distance? You don't have to pay no price for that because Jesus already paid the bill for you. Doesn't matter what situation you find yourself in, call on him. Like the song say, call him and tell him what you want. But while you're telling him what you want, you need to also tell him who he is. King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen? They doubt God because they allow the spirits to come in to guide them. In other words, they come into them and use them as a vessel to deliver Satan's word to people. Amen? By either verbalizing them, their actions, or carrying out their actions. That's some examples in the Bible. The Bible talks about all of them. I got 11 minutes to go. I'm going to talk about a couple. I'm going to show you a couple. In Genesis chapter 18, angel told Sarah, you're going to have a baby. Bible says Sarah laughed. And then the Bible tells us that she said within herself. See, she started speaking, you know, because she was operating in doubt. She said, there's no way in the world I'm going to have a child. And Abraham? Oh, no, that's it won't happen. But the angel said, is there anything too hard for God? And then the angel said, asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Sarah said, I didn't laugh. He said, yes, you did. She doubted. Well, she still had a child, but she doubted. And she verbalized it with her mouth. Are y'all still with me? Sarah's an example. In 1 Kings, I'm just paraphrasing because I don't have much, you know, for the sake of time, chapter 17, you can look at it when you get home. Elijah. God told him to go to Zarephath. There's a widow there that's going to feed you. He went to the widow. He said, hey, look, you know, make some food for me. She said, I only have a little bit. And I'm going to go ahead and make this food for me and my son so we can eat it and do what? Die. Verbalize doubt. Luckily, she had a man of God who encouraged her. Oh, listen, you know, you're not going to die. You know, God said, you know, blah, 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 amen. And the Bible says she ate for days after that. But she could have died because she verbalized it out of her mouth. Y'all still with me? Amen. In 2 Kings, somebody was telling children of Israel about the king of Syria, his plan. 2 Kings chapter 6. I'm not going to go there for the sake of time. You can read it when you get home, give you some Bible study to read over the week. He says, there must be a traitor in the camp. Someone is telling the king of Israel my business. And they said, I know who it is. It's that Elijah dude. He's telling them. I want you to go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 6. Elijah's the one that's telling them. 2 Kings chapter 6. I have 8 minutes. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6. Amen. I didn't want to make this a part two, but it might be. 2 Kings chapter 6. So they sent the people, go get Elijah. We need to deal with this guy. The Bible says in chapter 6, verse number 14, it says, therefore, they sent horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. How many of you know Satan always trying to get you in late in the midnight hour? When you're in a state of darkness. When things are not going the way that you think they should be going, and you're a little depressed, oppressed. PQRSTUV press. That's when Satan comes to try to make things worse. The Bible says in 15, and when the servant of Elijah was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And Elijah's servant said unto him, alas, my master, what are we going to do? In other words, he see the horses and the chariots and the army who's coming to get Elijah. And Elijah said, fear not. This guy was operating in fear. He was afraid. He said, fear not. For they that be with us are more than they that be with them. How many of you know, it doesn't matter what you're going through, you have support all around you. The Bible says that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, wherever you go. And there's angels watching over you all the time. You can't see them in the natural, but guess what? They're in the spiritual. Why? Because that's where the battle takes place, in the spirit world. They're handling things for you. He says, open his eyes. In other words, open his spiritual eyes. His spiritual eyes. And Christians, we have to open our spiritual eyes. When we face situations in life, when Satan tries to cause us to doubt what God has already promised us, we have to start opening up our spiritual eyes. Well, listen, we can't open up our spiritual eyes if we're not growing spiritually. That's why we have to spend time in the Word and hearing the Word so we can grow. The Bible says in verse 17, and Elijah prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened up his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. I said Elijah, I mean Elisha. You can't see it? You can't see these evil spirits, but they are there, and they will try to attach themselves to you to cause you to verbalize what they represent or carry out action. You also cannot see God's angels that are all around you to defend you against this spiritual warfare that we find ourselves engaged in. You can't see them, but they are there. Why? Because God is everywhere. Are you all still with me? In 2 Timothy chapter 1, just write it down because I don't have time to go through the scriptures. Give you some study. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul was in the process of going, to be killed. And he wanted to give Timothy some advice. He said, Timothy, remember remember your grandmother raised you? He said, remember what I taught you? He was like an understudy of Paul. He said, remember this. And he said, I know you're facing some situations. You're going to continue to face situations, especially in churches, because you got some hard-headed people in church, Timothy. Timothy was the pastor of Ephesus, church in Ephesus. And he said, remember this. Whatever you face in life, remember this. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. That's when you read that, God in your spirit of fear, that's why it's there, because he was encouraging Timothy in the word. And how many as Christians, we need to encourage one another, to remind one another that, hey, listen, I know you might be going through something, but the word of God says whatever it says. Caleb tried to do that, but them people, they didn't want to listen. They were stiff-necked. Caleb, I don't care what you said. Listen to this. Caleb, I don't care what you say. We're not going to the promised land. Guess what? They didn't go either. Because God didn't let them go. Are y'all still with me? Their actions and what they spoke out of their mouth, what they said, actually happened. They said, we're not going, and they didn't go. Power in words. Are y'all still with me? In Isaiah 61, I do want you to go there. Go to Isaiah 61. We almost done. Amen. Isaiah 61. Amen. Because sometimes people are dealing with the spirit of heaviness. They feel like they have no hope. They feel like God is somewhere over the rainbow. He's not close to them. Amen. They feel like they're out there all by themselves. Isaiah 61. You all are going to appreciate this scripture right here. Real soon, especially the women. Because when Jesus Christ quoted Luke 4:18, he was quoting what was written in the book of Isaiah chapter 61. He said here in chapter 61, in other words, it was a prophecy concerning the coming of Jesus Christ. See, everything in the Old Testament, you all may not know, it leads to the coming of the Messiah. I don't know if you knew that or not. He says in verse 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of what? Heaviness, or the spirit of despair. Sometimes people lose a sense of hope. You're going through situations in life, it just seems like there's no way out. I'm here to tell you that God will show you a way of escape so that you can be able to bear whatever it is that you're dealing with. He said, praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of what? Righteousness. How many of trees grow? The planting of the Lord, that he might be what? Glorified. God wants to get his glory. Are y'all still with me? I have about a minute left. Amen, amen, amen. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. The Bible, chapter 6, the Bible tells us how to overcome the spirit of wickedness. It tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Are y'all still with me? The whole armor of God. In Proverbs chapter 12, once again, it talks about chapter 12, verse 25. Why am I rushing? I'm the pastor here. That clock don't tell me what to do. Amen, amen, amen. In Proverbs 12, but I'm almost done. In Proverbs 12, the Bible talks about what to do when you're going, when you're having a spirit of heaviness. I want you to go there. Proverbs 12. I know I went up, I came back, and I came back again. I want you to go to Proverbs 12. I want you to see this. Proverbs 12. I'm talking about being led by the spirit of faith who always follows the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Proverbs 12. I'm closing. Proverbs 12. Are you there yet? I want you to look at verse number 24. It says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the lazy shall be under tribute. Heaviness, anxiety, despair, in the heart of a man maketh it stoop. In other words, it weighs the heart down. But a what? Good word maketh it glad. You're going through a tough situation with a heavy heart? Get into the word. Your promise is in the word. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11 through 16, you can read it when you get home. The Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of bondage to fear. He has not given us the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit that God has given to us is called the Holy Spirit, the one who came to lead us and guide us into all truth. And one of the many truths that the Holy Spirit came to lead and guide us in is the truth that God never goes against what he has promised. Are y'all still with me? I didn't get into the spirit of definition, witchcraft, but you can read in Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, the apostle Paul is going around spreading the gospel. And here this woman, witchcraft, walking around, you know, day of Jesus Christ, day of this, that, just day by day. Mocking him. And Paul got tired of that woman. Running off at her mouth. And Paul said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get out of her. Talk to the spirit. And how many of that spirit left her? Listen to this. And the people got upset. Why? Because this woman who was walking around with the spirit of definition was making money for them. Making money. I'm done. 30 seconds. Making money. So they told the magistrates, these guys over here, they lying about stuff. They causing problems. Because they knew they wasn't going to make any more money. Why? Because the woman could not do witchcraft anymore. And the Bible said that they grabbed Paul and Silas and put them in jail. And that's how y'all got this song, Late in the Midnight Hour. God, I was going to turn around because the Bible says at midnight, the Holy Spirit rescued them. Amen? Stand to your feet. Christians, I'm here to tell you. The promises of God, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, are yea and amen. If God promised it, we cannot allow the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, the spirit of heaviness, any other spirit to come in and try to use our body as a vessel to cause us to speak negative words and act out those negative words. We can't do that. Listen, if you are the only one in a crowd, you're the only one, and everybody else is talking negative, well, we can't make it. We're not going to do it. This thing is not going to happen. COVID-19 will never go away. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, you say what God says. Jesus Christ is a healer. And by his stripes, we are healed. And the name of Jesus is above all names. So instead of me wallowing in my negativity and acting out what I say, I'm going to put my trust in God. If you're the only one, you keep your trust in God. Amen? Because God will provide what he promised. Listen, we might not see it, but if we do not see it, we can't blame God. We can only blame ourselves. Amen? Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy.